Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last night, a valiant effort by your team. A lot more shots than were in the statistics. Taking away from that, what do you guys need to do here tonight?
Well, I think it's really, really important. We have to have a good start, Kelly. I think, obviously, I think the home team always, always has. I think they're more susceptible usually on a Friday night. Just history tells you that. But so it's really, really important that we come out tonight and this afternoon with a good, strong start. We have to start hard, fast, get pucks deep, try to get pucks to the net. We got to send a message that we're here to battle, because if we sit back and let them take the play to us, they're just going to feed off that. And like we've talked about, they're a team that's they're great. They're great front runners. Obviously, that's their goal, to get an early lead. And we have to do everything we possibly can to see if we can't get the one, be the team that gets that early lead.
Your team got off to a quick start last night. I mean, great offensive rush right off the face-off, and obviously getting that first goal is key. What is it going to take? I mean, obviously you can't just have one offensive rush like that to start the game, but scoring quick would probably be one of your goals today.
Oh, it would certainly be nice. But you know what? I thought we had a great first period in general. I thought great flow was up and down the ice. We certainly had a number of real good looks. That was the period that Cicely Nelson had the 2-on-1, and we funneled some pucks to the net, and we just had some really good opportunities, and we just got to stick with it. I mean, if we can, we got to try to take her eyes away. The terminology is just trying to get traffic to the front of the net. We're not, she's an extremely quick goalie, and if we can get shots off maybe a little quicker, try to get her moving, that's certainly going to be to our advantage. But the bottom line is we just got to continue to go out there, continue to battle. It's a 60-minute game, and we can't afford to take any of that time off, and that's the type of game it is. We need everybody just going every single shift the entire night.
I noticed Levier gave up some big rebounds there in the game yesterday, and a lot of times I saw that your players were not in the right position, maybe behind the goal line. How do you direct them to get back out front when you come in, especially on a 2-on-1 rush like that?
Well, it's some of the habits we talk about. You want to stop at the net. It's real easy to skate by the net, but obviously they're going to do everything they can to clear people out. So those are the hard areas you have to go to, and you're going to get a cross check, you're going to get some lumber, but you got that. That's the price you have to pay to try to find some goals. And again, one of the little things is just we need to continually get better at is go to those hard areas, go to the traffic area. Because there are times in a game when you can do that, you create chaos. Nobody knows where the puck is, and if we can be the ones that get our stick on it, that's an opportunity to score a goal.
Second period, obviously, lots of penalties called. Your team gives up 2 power play goals. I know your penalty killers have been so stingy this season, but the one thing about the Gophers is they have a tendency to draw those penalties. They just kind of get in your head and are one of those kind of teams. How do you battle a team like that?
Well, we got to keep playing hard. That's one thing, and just you got to be smart with where your stick is, where your arms are, when you all those kind of things. We just have to be disciplined, but we certainly can't change the way we play. And if we take a penalty, we got to work hard to kill it off. That's the bottom line.
After watching film today, what other positives did you take from yesterday's game?
Well, again, I just saw it overall. It was just a real, real good effort by our team. And I think I said to you and I told them, I think, I am getting older. My memory is getting a little fuzzy, but I think we had more grade A chances in last night's game than we did combining all of our games against Minnesota last year. I really do. We just never had those kind of looks. So to me, that tells me that, we're doing things to generate chances. Now we just got to find that little extra to try to finish. And that doesn't mean we're going to have them tonight. I mean, that's, Minnesota's a very good team. They're very well coached. They're looking at the same film. So again, we have to come out tonight with a little bit of sense of urgency, right from the get go, and see if we can't bang one in early.
Madison Hutchinson, one of your great defenders, she got dinged up last night. How is she doing, and is she ready for today?
Yeah, we'll see. She blocked a shot. It was a big drive. I think it was from McMillan on a power play situation. And again, these girls are just incredible. They'll do whatever they can to what it takes for this team to be successful. That's a perfect example. Easy to get out of the way of something like that, but she stands right there and took it. And we're going to see. We're going to dress 7 in warm-ups, and we'll see. I just talked to her now. She has to be 100% honest with me that she can be effective, because the obviously the importance of this game is you know, obvious to everybody. And to have somebody that's not 100%, you know, I'd rather have somebody be able to go that can do some things. But, you know, she's a warrior. She's going to want to play. But, you know, bottom line, I told her it's going to be her call. She just has to communicate that with us after warm-up.
Speaking of block shots, your team has 19 last night. Britt saw 35 shots on net. The Gophers obviously are very offensive. All those block shots coming back into a game too. How tough of a group is this Beaver squad?
Well, it's very tough, very, very tough. You know, they'll go out there today and do the same thing. You know, there's just you know, there's some of these ladies, like I said, they're magnets. You know, Summer Thibodeau, she just has a way of getting in front of pucks and pucks hit her. Same with Cicely Nelson and obviously Eve and AJ. You know, their shot blocking is almost legendary. How often they're able to get in front of pucks, but. You know, we'd like to spend more time in Minnesota's end. I mean, that's obviously would be a key for us to have, you know, spend more zone time down there, and we certainly can. And we had glimpses of it last night where we were moving the puck around and utilizing all five players in the zone, and we need to do more of that. And you know, that's certainly going to be one of the keys, is try to make them defend as much as we can tonight.
One line I know that you had changed up last night that I saw had a really good night was actually your third line with Wyvoda Fawcett and Bailey Wright, and obviously Bailey's come into her own, getting a chance to play these last couple of weeks, but obviously chemistry is key when you're putting these lines together. Did you like what you saw last night?
I did. You know, and that's, you know, that's credit to all the players. I mean, I could change all four lines right now and they'd go out there and play hard. I mean, that's, you know, this group is very selfless. You know, they play for each other, and you know, I think the fact that we did roll four lines hopefully will be to our advantage today, because Minnesota did not. I think we saw their fourth line with about 7-8 minutes to go in the game. It was the first time they got on the ice. So, you know, hopefully that will pay off today for us. But I thought Bailey was outstanding last night. I thought, you know, she might have led our team in shots on goal. And you know, she's just she can be a dynamic player. So, you know, obviously Witt's a veteran. You know, she certainly has some speed and skill as well. And you know, Riley's working hard. So I thought the line did real well, but I thought all four lines actually played pretty well last night.
Coach, what's going to be one key to getting a win here today?
Well, I think, you know, we talked about a little bit. If we can make them defend, if we can spend, you know, a lot more time in their zone, it's going to be to our advantage. And I think one of the areas we need to be better at today is zone exits. If we can carry the puck out of our zone the majority of the time, Kelly, that's going to be to our advantage. If we're continually forced to chip it out, that kind of feeds their engine, and you know, they'll just feed off that. So that's one thing to look for. We just need to be good coming out of our zone.
Coach, good luck today. Go get the win. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.